Hi, Tina.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
Not good.
Oh, no. What's going on now?
You should know. It never fails. Another client's dog got sick. He got cancer while in my care.
Cancer?
Yeah, he's blaming me.
Oh, my goodness. Well, he should know that that's not a contagious thing that can
well,
be controlled.
Well, the veterinarian said I was neglecting him. And I said, I may not have groomed him for a month or whatever. But see, board and trainers, you know, board and train programs, they're not obligated to groom the dogs.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
And I don't know, and I thought, don't the veterinarians know these things? So I don't know what's going on, but he came and grabbed his other dog too, saying, well, and I said, I didn't neglect your dog. I said, maybe I was behind in grooming, but that, you know, it's only been at least a month or so. Not terribly, not years down the road, not a year or anything.
Exactly.
But the veterinarian is showing him pictures saying that I neglected him, that I didn't brush his teeth or groom him, you know, often enough or something. And I said, we're not obligated to do that. I just did it before because that's what I do. But that I'm not obligated to do that.
I know. Wow. Yeah, I wouldn't think if I took my dog to board and train that the grooming would be included in that. I don't understand people like that.
Is the one that got him excited about it, saying, well, she's neglected him. And he believed it. And I'm like, you know better. I says, you know that I've always sent you pictures all the time on your dogs and you've come to visit them a few times. And I said, were they neglected then? You know, come on.
Right.
But still, he got, but you know, it's the bad news just added to, you know, and adding that neglect, you know, just added to his problems, you know. And now he's like, well, and I said, you know, and I even took care of his dogs for free for almost a year.
Right.
You know,
so
after he paid
off his debt,
you know, I paid off his debt, you know.
Yeah.
It's been still, you know, at least 6 months, you know, I should say 6 months about, since he has not, you know, had a place to go with his dogs. And I took care of them for free. But that doesn't mean, that doesn't excuse the fact that they think I neglected him. No, you know, and I said, but you can't bathe that dog, you know, every week, you know, or every day. I said, the dogs go out and play every day. And I said, they come back all dirty. You know, they come inside dirty.
Right, exactly. Because they're trained, they're having fun. Yeah.
And I said, yes, and our yard is normally dirty if we don't have snow in the back, you know? So, you know, I mean, and when dogs, you know, they get matted real fast, that just helps the matter. That's all. It doesn't make it that I'm neglecting him.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm just getting tired of this shit. I'm almost ready to quit because I'm not getting any new clients even. Even after that review, that one review just screwed it all up.
Yeah.
Because I'm not getting anybody.
Yeah,
and I'm not getting anything. I'm not getting a damn thing. Unless somebody's not sending, and unless, you know, you guys aren't sending me the leads or whatever, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, we can do is ensure that you come up on the first page when people are looking for your services. You know, we can't really, you know.
And people say that
I
don't know why.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it could be, you know, the constant payment issues that affect that, you know, because Google changes the algorithms daily. And when your account's current with us, every time a new revision comes through, the technicians update your information and refresh your data. And that's how we ensure that you don't fall off the first page. But when an account gets past due, then everything stays active, but they just don't do any active programming. So sometimes during those little lapses, that's where you could get, you know, affected, you know. So I think that that's probably the only thing that affects you is during those lapses. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying, you know, but I'm just having a lot of problems right now and not having any clients for like 2 months now.
Oh, my gosh.
It might even be three. So, I mean, it might even be longer than that. I've had, yeah, I guess it's about three, because when I was nursing, Flash, you know, back to health was already 3 weeks ago, and I had, he left 3 weeks ago, but before then I was nursing him back, took 3 weeks. That's already 6 weeks, you know, and before then I only had the two Borden trains, because
right.
I also have Charlie, and I haven't had any since or before, you know, and nor before.
Right.
So I'm really not doing well. I don't know why.
I know, I'm trying to see.
And I don't know if it's that review or not. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to make it any better.
Well, the nice thing is, for your reviews, Lori, even though there was that one, you're still showing overall, let me see, there are 66 reviews that are positive out of the 85. Well, actually, there's more than that. Let me just go back and look one second here.
I'm just getting
frustrated. You have a 4.75 star rating, so that's almost perfect. So I don't think that one bad one's really hurting you. So
well,
I think
sometimes it does, you know. Sometimes I know it does for people. Because I, you know, but, you know, and I've read, you know, even on my veterinarian clinic, you know, when she first started out, right, when she did first start it out, because that's when I first started going to her, and she wasn't, you know, she hadn't done it for very long, you know, only a couple years, I guess. And, you know, I've seen bad reviews in there, you know. Not a lot, but, you know, I mean, enough, I guess, to make one question, you know.
Right.
And I said, you know, okay, you know, but now guess what? She's been doing it for 20 years now, and she doesn't have that many now. I mean, even every now and then she'll get one. Yes. But, you know, she's got more doctors, but you know what? Thanks to me though, I've passed a lot of people on to her. Cause I didn't have a lot of clients that said they didn't have a veterinarian to go to, or, you know, and they have people to ask me things, and I always sent them to there. And so I did bring them more clients.
I see. Okay. Yeah.
But the thing is, they weren't willing to work with me giving me clients. They sent them to somewhere else that didn't have that many good reviews, which was Stone Mountain Lodge. Stone Mountain Lodge has a lot of bad reviews.
And
they even knew it. I even talked to the vet tech, and I said, well, why are you sending them there? And they said, well, that's, you know, that's what we're supposed to do. And I'm like, that's really stupid when I'm the one, you know, I come here, you know, I says, I come here and bring your business and you know, I train dogs and, you know, I have dog, you know, all that stuff, you know, and I know that they board dogs and, you know, and do doggy daycare. So that wouldn't be wise to say, you know, I want you to give them, you know, for me, but for training, you know.
Right. Right.
You know, they don't, you know, they don't even, so it's like, you know, and just like there's a pet place where I used to can train out of there, and they told me that, you know, I could set up my business there, you know, have a little space where I could train dogs there, and they never gave it to me, and I says, well, if I bring you business, you can bring me business, you know? And I said,
yeah.
And if I get a lot of people coming in here buying things for you, that's going to bring you more business. And I says, but if you're not, you know, letting me have business either, then it's not going to work out for me to bring you business.
Right.
And
yeah,
so I've been screwed every time.
Network,
so I'm getting screwed.
Like,
I'm getting screwed all the time. So it's like, fuck that. And so I'm almost losing my business, it seems like, because I don't have enough to pay the bills.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not talking about just you. I'm talking about my Excel Energy and Center Point Energy and, you know, and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
Which is electric and gas, I should say. Because I know you don't know what those are.
Well, hang in there. I'm going to put a couple of notes on your account, and I'll definitely give you more time. You know that I've worked with you in the past. And then I'll circle back to your account next week and see, you know, where you are at that time. And, you know, the good thing is that, you know, once the payment's up to speed, I'll definitely have them do some more updates on your account and see if we can, you know, get your phone ringing again, because I see that, you know, you've had really good results in the past. You had some nice hits even as recent as last month. But I think, you know, once the payment starts failing, that's where it starts affecting you again. So
well, no,
there was a lady named Haley.
I stopped getting clients before then anyways, you know. So
yeah, I think it was pretty solid up until November. It looks like October, November, even before that you were, and then in it started dipping down in December. It doesn't look like anything, but then January it
right.
picked up again. And
nope,
then
January didn't have anything but two clients, you know, and that's not picking up.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's
yeah,
not really
but
picking up.
See, but that's where we're having these lapses in payment, though. You know what I mean? We're having, you know.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, I had these two dogs before the payment was due, though, is what I'm saying.
So, okay, okay. So.
Yeah. So I haven't had any for like 2 months now. And so my payment is due, I know, but I mean, I've only had two dogs for like 2 months.
Right. But the last payment that went through with us was in November. The December one was your service credit, right?
Yeah.
So
that's
after that last payment went through, you got, you know, a call on November 7th, November 9th. You got
I might have gotten a call. Oh, I might have gotten a call, but guess what? I didn't get no clients.
Oh, I see. Okay, okay.
I've only had the two dogs for 2 months, yes.
Oh, I see.
That's
okay.
what I'm trying to say.
Well,
yeah.
Well, like I said, we're going to, you know, beef up the updates, the posts, all of that. But, you know, we need to get the payment up to speed first. But don't worry.
Yeah.
I'll call you next week and I'll see where you're at that time. And if you decide to close the business or something, you know, then, you know, we may want to just cancel the account, you know. But we'll see where you're at next week, okay?
Yeah, I guess. I'm just getting discouraged because this is just not, you know, I know I've been down before, but I got, you know, and then I'm thinking about making flyers too again and stuff too. So.
Yeah. The only problem with flyers that I don't like is that people spend so much money on them. Then they spend a lot of time on them where they go and hand them out and, you know, put them on doors. And then people think, you know, when they get a flyer, like, oh, this is a great idea. If I ever need dog training, I might think about it. And then that idea gets stuck on the back burner. And we all know what happens to ideas that are stuck on the back burner, right? Nobody remembers them when they do.
Well, guess what, though? When I did my flyers, it was a while. It's been a year at least now. But guess what?
Yeah.
Every time I did hand out, let's say, 50 flyers, I did get a call.
Oh, you know
each
what?
Time.
Because you're so personable and you're so friendly. I bet that's why people really connect with you when you do it. You're not just like, here's a flyer and you move on. You're probably like, hi, my name's Lori and here's a flyer. You know what I mean? You're so personable.
Actually, no.
I bet.
Never did that. I
no,
go and go to the door, put them on the door.
No,
no and guess
way.
What? A guy called me and said, my neighbor is telling me I need my dog trained.
Oh, that's cute. I love it.
And I said, oh, okay. And he goes, they handed me this flyer. Apparently, I didn't get one, and they're telling me I need my dog trained.
Oh, that's
awesome. And I did train his dog. So, I mean,
that's
so it does
so awesome.
Happen. Yeah, so it does happen every time. I may get one out of 50 call, you know, 50 flyers, one call out of 50, but it's still something.
Yeah, do something like that to drum something up in the meantime. You know what I mean? That's a
I'm
going
to have to because, I'm going to have to. But like I said, it cost me money, too, to do that. So I'm trying to find out. As what I'm going to do, you know, which is funny, is I already got a flyer made, right? And the only thing that really needs changing is two things, the pricing and the phone number. And, you know, I can – and, you know, instead when I white it out, you know, is what I'm going to do is putting something very colorful there in bold, making it look like, you know, here's the number in bold. And here's the, you know, and here's the price in bold. And I won't have to do it. I won't have to redo the flyers.
Oh, I see. That's a good idea.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Be more unique and stuff, or be more, you know, what do you want to call it? More artistic, whatever it is, you know?
Yeah, to make it stand out.
Instead of having somebody do my flyers over again.
Yeah, that way it's more cost effective, too.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to do. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think
awesome.
That's what I'm going to do and see what happens.
Well, thank you for filling me in, Lori. Hang in there. You know that I admire you. You're one of the strongest people I know because of all that you go through and you continue to just press through. So I have a call coming in I have to address, but I'll touch base with you next week, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye.